thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, we are having Jesus teach us to pray. We are in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. And Jesus is teaching those listening to him that day and us as this prayer is recorded. He's teaching us how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and then today's part of the prayer, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. There are two important truths in today's passage, this part of the prayer. One, I need to ask forgiveness for my sins, and two, I need to forgive others when they sin against me. Now, the first is easier than the second, isn't it? As a believer, I know Jesus paid the penalty for my sin in full. He bore my sin in his body on the cross. And because of Jesus, the Heavenly Father declared me not guilty. The penalty of sin is gone. However, the propensity to sin remains. I'm still tempted and I still give in to sin. And when I do fail, I need to confess my sins, knowing that God is faithful and just to forgive my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Owning up to my sin and confessing it is not always easy. But the second part of this truth is even harder. When I ask God to forgive me, I come as one who has, by his grace, forgiven others. I should forgive others just as God through Christ has forgiven me. Ephesians 4:32. Now think of the contradiction. God, I want you to forgive me for sinning against you, but I'm not going to forgive the person who has sinned against me. Quite a contradiction, isn't it? You see, forgiveness is always a two-way street. So, Father, it's so hard to forgive some people for the pain they have caused. I want to hold out on their pardon. I see the contradiction when I want your forgiveness, but I'm unwilling to forgive others. I just can't do this on my own. So, Lord, give me your strength and your grace and your mercy to forgive those who have sinned against me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray for you. If you're going through a difficult time, you don't have to go through that time alone. Here at the Journey Ministry, we have those who would count it a privilege to pray with you and pray for you. Just send your request to us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org, and we'd love to pray for you.